Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive towards short. De La Haas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers tags and scores. Minoso tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires to first and picks off Shaw. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. De La Haas takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Temple steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese juggles the ball. That's an error on Freese. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, De La Haz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. De La Haz moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Jim Perry. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. De La Haz scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Bob Hale. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Staley moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Staley trying to get to home. Francona throws the ball into Aspromonte who relays the ball to Wilson who tags Staley who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Keene reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power bunts in front of the plate. Lawler juggles the ball. That's an error on Lawler. Keene moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. Power tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso strikes out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.